And this is, so this is, these are Joe's words. They're good ones, though. Okay. So Joe has entitled this five-minute focus, More Beautiful. Or sorry, this whole service, More Beautiful Than We Imagined, God of the Musicians. So this will start with a reading from 1 Chronicles 15, 14 to 28. I don't have it on here. So. The priests and the Levites purified themselves and prepared to bring in the Ark of the God of Israel. The Levites carried the Ark of God, bearing it on poles, the way Moses had commanded on God's instructions. David ordered the leaders of the Levites to appoint as musicians those of their relatives who were skilled in making joyful sounds on their instruments, lutes, lyres, and cymbals. The Levites appointed Heman ben Joel, and from his relatives, Ashva ben Berechiah, from the family of Meriah, Ethan ben Cushai, together with their relatives twice removed, Zechariah, Jaziel, Shemiramoth, Jalil, Unai, Elab, Benai, Masai, Mattiah, Eliphalaphul, and Micneah, and the doorkeepers Obed-Edom and Jalil. There's more. In the second scripture has more names. So Joe owes me. They assigned Heman, Asaph, and Ethan to sound the bronze cymbals, Zechariah, Jaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Elab, Masaiah, and Benaiah were assigned to play the lute, and Mattiah, Eliphael, Micneah, Obed-Edom, Jalil, and Aziah were assigned to play the lyres. Kenaiah, an officer among the Levites, was conductor in charge of the music because of his proficiency. Berechiah and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark, while the priests Shebaniah, Josaphat, Nathaniel, Amasiah, Zechariah, Benai, and Eleazar sounded the trumpets before the ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiah were also doorkeepers for the ark. Then David, along with the elders of Israel and the commanders of units of 1,000 soldiers, went to retrieve the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh with great joy from the house of Obed-Edom. Because God had helped the Levites who carried the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. David and all the Levites who carried the Ark, along with the musicians led by Kenaiah, the conductor, wore robes of fine linen, and David wore a linen ephod. All Israel accompanied the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, shouting loudly and blowing horns and trumpets, clashing cymbals and playing on lutes and lyres. So, a little bit of context. During the reign of King Saul, the nation of Israel had lost their most treasured icon, the Ark of the Covenant. Their elders had foolishly sent the Ark to the front lines of the battle, where it was captured by their enemies. Eventually, the Ark was recovered and returned to Israel, but they were too ashamed to restore the Ark to its usual place in Jerusalem. Years later, King David decided the time was right to bring the Ark back to Jerusalem, and they planned a great celebration of thanksgivings for God's blessing. So I should have read this. This is where I should have read the scripture. Sorry. Oh, well. So a few thoughts on the scripture with all the names. Musicians matter. The printing press was invented in the mid-1400s for 2,000-plus years before that. The scriptures were painstakingly copied by hand. Scribes had to manufacture the ink, the writing utensils, and the animal skin or parchment on which the words were written. It took about 15 months to make a copy of the Bible, a process that was repeated over and over and over again. These words were precious. And apparently, for 2,000 years, no young intern questioned the inclusion of this long list of musicians and artists in 1 Chronicles 15. Good grief, how many cymbal players are in this orchestra? Can't we just give them a jazzy name? Do we really need to list every member of the band? Yes, they did. The musicians mattered, every last one of them, apparently. As words on the page, our scriptures can seem like a dry history of events. But in living color, this was a vibrant culture. It was filled with artists and artisans, music and dancing and poetry, all of it. Music was and is a connection to the divine and a celebration of humanity. It brings us together and awakens us to the fullness of life. And those who devote themselves to the arts as professionals and amateurs and fans are valued and honored. Second thought, everyone is a musician. Some of the musicians in 1 Chronicles appear to be professional artists, composing and performing and making and maintaining instruments. Skill and dedication matter to make quality music. But in the end, music is an inclusive activity. All Israel accompanied the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, shouting loudly and blowing horns and trumpets, clashing cymbals and playing on lutes and lyres. There is a place for beauty and artistry, and there is a place for, I believe, the technical term is givener. Some of you have probably been told somewhere along the way that you lack musical talent. Maybe that's true. Or maybe you would be amazed with what you could do with some patient instruction and a bit of practice. Either way, you have a place in God's choir. Your voice matters. In this church, we don't always make the best music, but we make a space for all of the Jalials, Unis, Eliabs, Messiahs, and Benaiahs that dare to lift their voices or clap their hands. That has been the spirit of the people of God for 2,000 years and beyond, a string that draws in all of us. All praise and thanks to the God of song. Amen. Thank you to Joe for those words. Even the scripture with all the names, because they're all important.